Brazil has a new homicide count for 2016, and it's the highest in the country's recorded history. Researchers there tracked why this well-studied problem continues to get worse. Catherine Osborne has the story.
Brazil had over 61,000 intentional homicides last year, according to the nonprofit Brazilian Forum of Public Security. The country has been in economic crisis, but political scientist Roberta Astolfi, who was part of this research team, says that doesn't fully explain the problem.
It's a matter of political will also.
She says in recent years, programs in several Brazilian states successfully reduced homicides. They worked closely with young men, encouraging them to stay in school and helping them find jobs after serving jail time. But Brazil's federal government cut key logistical support for those programs.
We were getting somewhere in controlling violence, and it was kind of abandoned.
Her group's research found homicides rose countrywide. They're highest in Brazil's poor northeast, and in particular, killings after robberies and killings of police and by police are up. Astolfi points out Brazil has pockets of violence that make some neighborhoods feel at peace and others at war.
A gente vive numa guerra.
That's how 19-year-old filmmaker Sabrina Martina describes her neighborhood, Rio's poor outskirt or favela of Complexo do Alemão. There have been over 200 days of shootouts there this year. Martina says she can't predict if it will be safe for her to come home on a given night. Only 4 years ago, local newspapers were calling her neighborhood a new tourist destination because of a special community policing program there. Now, police have abandoned those tactics for military-style raids. Brazil's federal government says homicide reduction is a main priority of a national security plan it launched in January. Federal officials have not commented on these new violence totals. Martina says she doesn't trust politicians to resolve this on her own, so she's joined a group of young people from favelas across the city, building a campaign for police and drug policy reform. They launched a video in August, calling for solutions crafted by people in areas worst affected by violence. Astolfi, the researcher, says she only predicts a change if mass public opinion says this level of violence is unacceptable. The way things are going, she says, 2017's numbers are on track to be worse. For NPR News, I'm Catherine Osborne in Rio de Janeiro.